It's week six of Repeated or Deleted, and I have David from Fool's Bane standing in front of me in the studio. How's it going, sir?
Great. How's everybody doing out there?
I think they're doing good. You guys should vote.
Yeah.
It was a hint. I think it was an initial hint for you to vote for Fool's Bane. We'll get to that eventually. Okay, so Fool's Bane, you guys have been around Twin Falls for quite some time. You guys are a pretty big deal around here.
Well, I think. Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's hard to
be honest.
I can be honest, but I also know I come, you know, biased into that conversation because right. I am part of Fool's Bane. In fact, the members would say, "You are Fool's Bane," because I'm a big guy. So
okay. It's
kind of a inside band joke. Leave that one in the edit so that they can laugh at that.
Okay.
But
<We'll>
no, we have been around for a long time. In fact, 9 years running.
Wow.
The band actually formed in 2003, and I just put together a video on our Facebook. You can see it that sort of gives some minor highlights over the last 9 years, and we're sneaking up into year 10, and we're in the beginning stages of hopefully a 10-year block party extravaganza. So stay tuned for that in the coming months.
Yeah, keep me informed, man. That's, I think, anytime you put the word party and stuff, people are interested. Now, when you say the band's been together for 10 years, have all the members been the same? Or
no, and that's changing? Just it. Okay. The video posted on Facebook kind of shows how, sort of in the drum roll, we've changed there quite a bit. And I actually didn't join until 2004. So the band formed in 2003. Okay. I came along. There's a lot of stuff on your walls.
Jail mail letters, yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
You have fans.
I have more that I just couldn't fit on the wall. It's creepy.
If you guys could see the boxes of fan mail that are posted out by the garbage can, you'd be severely disappointed.
Shh, don't tell them.
Oh, sorry. No.
I read every single letter, okay? Please don't kill me.
It's true.
No, that's very cool. Well, I know when you have I've never been in a band, I'm not cool enough to be, I'll just throw it out there. But I know when it comes to bands, it's like, oh, this guy's new. There's no original members anymore, yada, yada, yada. Are there any original members, though?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay.
You know, really, the band kind of went through vocalists before they got to me. And so that was sort of that. Yeah. There's really no documentation or any major record of that until I came along.
No birth certificate.
And so for me, the band is only 8 years old. For the other three members, it's 10, 9 years old, going on 10 years. And then, of course, our current drummer, he's 2006. So we're, do the math on that.
No, don't make me. Okay, so how many people actually in the band?
There's five.
Five of them. Can you call them out? And is that cool?
Yeah, there's Jason on guitar, Tracy on guitar, Chris on bass, Shane on drums, David, which is me,
that's you,
on vocals.
Nice. Okay. Very cool. Okay, so the band's name. Fool's Bane. Does it mean anything? Is it all open to interpretation?
I think anything musically can be open to interpretation, even a band name. But let me tell you, when I got into the group, it was sort of a band name they had already come up with. And they said, this is the name of the band. Don't try to change it. And here's the music we do. Don't try to change it. do your thing. So, but really what it sort of stems from is there's a fool, and then the meaning of bane, right? So the bane of existence and a fool. And if you put the two together, if you want to really twist it and warp it, kind of come up with a definition, which is the enemy of fools.
Okay.
So Fool's Bane, the enemy of fools.
Cool. All right. I like it. All right. So is Fool's Bane playing anywhere around town soon? Or
we just wrapped up a fun little stint out in Heyburn a couple weeks ago. We don't have anything on our schedule till next spring. We're currently getting back into the studio to put together our next album for, hopefully this 10-year get-together bash that we have. We hope to release an album at that time. We're also going to be working on a single release between now and then. So if fans are staying tuned to us on Facebook and our .com, you can see
.com.
Updates. And we even have an app. How many bands have an app?
I saw that. I was going to ask you. I'm like, how? That's cool.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Did you make the app?
No.
How is that possible?
I honestly don't know which one of us put it together. I think it was the drummer, Shane. He's very tech savvy. Okay. So is Tracy. But I think it was a collaboration of efforts. Eventually, they got it put out. I actually had nothing to do with the development of the app.
Well, download the app, people. Now you've helped.
I actually downloaded it too, and I was very surprised when I downloaded it how cool it was. It is just like any other app. That, you know, keeps track of dates and things that are going on. And you know, hey, what better way to keep in touch with my own band than with my own band app?
Okay, so 10 years, you guys have an app. You have a real website, foolsbane.com.
That's
which
right.
A lot of bands come in here and they're like, check out my Reverb, which is great.
Reverb, Facebook. But we have all of that too. But we've always had the .com as we felt was important. You know, it's just...
I'd like to think you guys are pretty darn serious if... If you know,
even if the rest of the world doesn't think so, yes, we're ready to jump at any moment. Anybody listening that has a lot of money and wants to support I get tongue twisted very easy sometimes. Five large guys. I have to tell you, you'll notice on the video, you have to watch it to see it, but you'll see a little a clipping. We played in Seattle in 2006 for Bodog Battle of the Bands. We were invited to go up there and we played.
Nice.
And the guy introducing the bands gets up and he says, and now the heaviest band to play this stage by weight, Foolsbane. Oh, we didn't care. We rolled. That's it was so funny. Much fun. And now it's one of those talking points where it's like we just always throw it out there. We're always the heaviest band.
So you can handle it.
By weight.
I like people that can make fun of themselves a lot. So
except for our bass player who somewhere got on the Insanity tour, and so we have to force feed him sometimes. Sorry, Chris, I don't mean to throw you under the bus like that, but
nothing but love in this padded room. I kind of have to. Okay, so the song we're gonna hear tonight, it's called "Kill or Be Killed," which is funny because we're so. So lighthearted.
Yes.
We're going to play Kill or Be Killed.
Yep.
But before I ask you about the song, I assume that when you go on stage, you are a different person or I don't know, or you just get to be the person you want to be. Or I mean, you're the singer, so.
Well, certainly. We have gone through quite a bit of trying to identify. We've identified our sound really well. Okay. And in the last year and a half, we've really worked to identify our stage presence. And so you'll see, and again, I have to allude to that video I put together. You'll see a progression of change over the 10 years with the band from a bunch of guys showing up in t-shirts and pants and to really trying to have an identity that matches the music and matches that emotion and the feel of what we try to do on stage. So
cool.
There's some really compelling photos right at the end of the video that we had a guy take some shots up at the Knitting Factory in Boise. And they just turned out so wonderful. I can't remember his name. I if you're out there and you can hear me, thank you. You're getting credit. Trust me, you did a nice job.
Okay, so the song's called "Kill or Be Killed."
Yep.
Is it about killing? What is it about? Sorry, I'm a smartass.
No, it could be about killing. You know, there's always a tangent behind every question because I can't. Never mind. Let me backtrack. Let me start over.
Okay.
The guys in my band know exactly what just happened. Not that they'll hear this. It might be edited out. Who cares? Our music, the last album we have, The King and the Thief, is a concept album. So from song A to song Z, it all tells one giant story. And so the storyline actually includes somebody killing somebody else. So Kill or Be Killed, it's that classic tale of I'm right, you're wrong. I don't have to listen to you. And a battle ensues. And of course, out comes the violence and... death.
Kill or be killed.
Kill or be killed.
Okay.
It's either me or you, and it's going to be you, so to speak, right?
Hope so.
but other than that, on that same album, we wanted each track to have its own identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can also be metaphorically speaking, that classic battle of who's wrong and who's right. But at the end, at the very end of the song, it sort of alludes to you hold destiny in your own hands, right?
Cool.
So it's not about being right or wrong, but it's what you want to take from it. And hold destiny in your own hands and move on with it. Live life.
Now to get not serious at all, it's the lightning round. These questions are stupid and ridiculous, but
awesome.
Hey, they're meant to be. All right. Favorite color?
Red.
Okay. Okay. Not too many reds. Are you dog, cat, or fish man?
No pets.
No pets. Oh, this is the first. Okay. Okay. Blonde, brunette, or ginger?
my wife.
Oh, good man. Good man. That's also a first. Figured out, people. Jesus. Okay, so this is music related. If Foolsbane was to headline a show, this is your fantasy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Where would you play? Who's going to open up for you?
I love this question. take us to Rio.
Okay.
Okay, and since it's fictional, we know in reality it wouldn't be this way, but since it's fictional, it's made up, and it's our fantasy.
Right.
Let us bring down the show after Iron Maiden's been up there.
Would your sets be as long as theirs?
Potentially. Okay. I mean, we have songs that are 20 minutes long, for Pete's sake.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Then you can go ahead. So. Very nice. All right. You've successfully answered the lightning round.
Was it fast enough? This is Fool's Bane's Kill or Be Killed on 98.3 The Snake. This is Fool's Bane on 98.3 The Snake. Please vote for Fool's Bane on Repeat It or Delete It. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, foolsbane.com, Reverb Nation. Is MySpace still around? Probably don't need to worry about MySpace, but everything else works. We'll see you soon.